Hi there. The word for you today is on earning the right to lead. In Romans 12 and 8, Paul writes, if God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. Earning the right to lead calls for asking yourself four questions. Here they are. Number one, can I live with the results of this decision? Before you launch out into something, be sure you have what it takes to handle it. If you can barely cope now, how will you handle more? You see, before God builds the ministry, he builds the man or woman. Why? Because added success brings added pressure and responsibility. Question number two, is the return worth the investment? When you overcommit and overextend yourself, the first thing that suffers is your time with God. The next thing that suffers is your time with your family. And without the covering of God and your family, you are a sitting duck, a moving target, vulnerable, call it what you want. Look, there are a lot of good causes in this world, but God will only prosper you when you focus on what he has called you to do. Third question, are my expectations realistic? Hudson Taylor said, attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. When human wisdom and ability won't take you a step further, faith will. Because faith holds the hand of God. And with God, Matthew 19:26, the famous words of Jesus, all things are possible to him who believes. Just make sure, though, that you're operating in faith and not presumption. Okay? And the fourth question you need to ask yourself in order to have the right to lead is this. How can I survive today in order to thrive tomorrow? Obstacles and opposition are inevitable. They're just part of the journey. But you must not allow them to make you doubt God and what he's called you to do. You got to be like Abraham. Don't stagger. Stand on God's word. Listen to Romans 4:20, one of my favorite portions of scripture on the subject of faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.